Bow chicka wow wow.
That should be like your thing.
It really should. And you know what? That's actually for me. Now that I was thinking about this the other day, I'm stretching. Sorry, I didn't get to stretch. I stayed up last night watching, binge watching a show. Yeah. And people used to like sing those little songs. They're like, oh, you watched porn last night. But now that I'm thinking about it, that was a long time ago. So.
What's a long time ago that you were using that little sound, or that the music? Whoa.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, sorry about the silence. A phone call came through. I mean, how dare people call me right now, right?
Oh, that's what that was.
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, that I heard that sound when I was thinking about it, when I brought it up, I was like, you know, how long ago was it that I actually heard someone say that that's what porn sounded like? And I remembered that I was in high school. It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's a long time ago.
And I wouldn't know because I wasn't a pervert.
Well, back in the day, it was a perverted thing to do, but now I think it's way more prevalent. And just like with normal people.
Is it still a perverted thing to do?
I don't think so.
Well,
I think it's still one of those things that people don't really openly talk about because if they talk about it, then it makes you curious about what type of porn they watch because then that can get weird. But I don't think it's like when you say porn, I don't think it's like straight perverted people. You know what I mean? I think people get more embarrassed about if you really knew what they were watching, what type of porn they're watching.
the fact that you're sitting here telling me that there's like categories is alarming.
No, it's categories on categories. It's crazy, and it can get dark. It can get dark and weird and gross.
Well, now that we have established that, I don't even want to know.
Yep, you don't. We can move
Yeah, we can move on from that. I have question for you, and now I can't remember. Oh, you know what? Now I remember. Can you dance?
Of course, I'm black.
Not all black people can dance.
Yeah, but we have rhythm, so it's like the same thing. But like I feel like all the other races in the world have a hard time just having rhythm, just understanding what it means to be on rhythm, to have rhythm.
That's not necessarily true. I think that people of Latin origin also have a tendency to know how to dance, right?
Yeah, but I think it's your own thing. Like you guys have your own type of dance, your own type of like area within it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. So you think that black people can dance to anything?
Yeah.
Anything at all?
Yeah.
Like even country?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yep, that's just me though. You know, when I was on social media, I came across there was this one video that went viral, and it was this young black kid, and he was like doing all like the like modern like little hip hop moves or whatever, but it was still like a rock song, but it still kind of went together, and then then the title was just like, oh, black people can dance to anything, and then so that was like his thing, like he would do all the modern day hip hop dances, and it'd be like a different like type of song in the background.
Oh, wow. No, I can't dance. That's the reason I was thinking about this the other day. And I would love to say that I know how to dance, but the truth is I don't. And so when I'm sober, it's like total shy girl dance, I'm at the eighth grade dance all over again. And it's like hands possibly behind my back or doing something awkward. Because, I mean, what the fuck do you do with your hands?
Oh, that is awkward. You know what? That's so funny you mentioned that because when we were at the little festival over the weekend, me and Trey caught this white girl dancing in the line next to us, and it was so awkward. It was like this.
Oh my God, you're about to dance
She's
to me.
like, she can't do it. And Trey was like, that is white girl shit. That's a white girl move.
That's what I'm
So
saying. So,
look, when
but
we're
you put your
leaving,
hands behind your back and then you don't have to do anything with
so then that's really weird. It's,
it. That's what I would do. That is me. And you know what? I had the typical, Hispanic girl quinceañera.
yeah.
And there's plenty of video of me dancing that way.
But can you do the other little shit that you guys do, like little cha cha shit, you know, the little. No, you can't do that either.
First of all, let's set the music. No, so I can dance. I can do the movements, but the movements are very stiff to me.
Yeah.
Like I have no rhythm. I lack rhythm. I lack pizzazz.
So I could do
jazz like fingers.
No, that doesn't count. So is like the Dancing with the Stars, are they a little bit more dramatic with the hip movement then?
Yes.
Because sometimes it's like, boom, boom, you know. Okay. And it's like,
you know, people are walking by this door watching you.
Yeah, it's okay.
We have glass doors here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so exaggerate. It's not that. It's more just like feet movement.
Yeah, it's the feet movement. You have rhythm, but in ballroom dancing, which I do want to take, just to say I took it. In ballroom dancing, they get points for being very precise about their movements.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, but typically people aren't dancing like that in a Mexican wedding or a quinceañera. That's not what you're seeing.
Yeah, I get it. I figured they probably it's kind of a little bit more zha-zha for TV anyway, so.
It is, and it's pretty funny to me because, I mean, seriously, you would think that I would have rhythm, and I come from a family that loves to dance, my mom's side. I mean, they love having parties. They love to dance. But I can't dance.
I'm not surprised because you identify as a coconut, and we all know that they typically can't dance.
That's very true. That's very true. Although I have seen some white girls that can break it down.
You think it's breaking it down?
No. Okay, so look up Lexi Pantera. She's like does the twerk out. Like she has actual.
Yeah, I've seen her.
She can move her ass.
Yeah, leave our shit alone. Why can't they just leave our shit alone? Because we're fucking cool. That's what it is.
But she can do it. You got to admit. And she's white, right?
Yeah, she's okay. She's okay. I mean, she can do the movement, but she don't.
Managed to isolate moving her ass. How do you do that?
First of all, it helps to have ass. It doesn't look as fluent if you don't have ass. So we can recognize, we can see that she's doing the movement correctly, but she still has a little, you know, baby ass. So
she's got an ass.
No, it's okay. I can pull my panties up in spandex too and make it look a little plumper, you know, but I've seen her. I know who you're talking about. She's all right, but.
I think she has a good ass. Jen Selter is another one with a good ass. She's on social media. I see it on Instagram. You know, it's those Instagram famous people. And Jen Selter, that girl has an ass for a white girl. But her waist is also very tiny. So that also makes it look like she has a huge ass. Yeah. Iggy has a huge ass.
Yeah.
Hers is surgical.
Exactly.
Right?
And we've never accepted Iggy in our environment. So
I really like her.
Yeah, you always like the quirky, you know,
hey,
white girls.
Hey, she can rap. And I like Nicki Minaj.
No.
Do you accept her?
First of all, Iggy cannot rap. That's why we got rid of her.
I like her.
And two, we all know that Nicki Minaj is one of the best female rappers. It's very obvious, and you can't deny it.
Well, no, she's not up. I'm not saying they're up on that level. But I still think they both have kind of the same...
Never.
Similar stage presence.
Not at all.
I think so.
Not at all. Have you ever heard Iggy Azalea? Fucking, they fired her ass up on social media about her trying to do like this fast rap. And like, even when you slowed the recording down, you still couldn't understand what she was saying. It was like gibberish.
But
like,
she also has Australian accent, right? Isn't she from Australia?
She can't hear it. She doesn't have one of those accents that you can hear when she's talking. She sounds fucking English.
Oh, well, then maybe she's British and I'm just wrong.
I know she's something.
I don't know, but I like her music.
Yeah, but you're a white girl, so that probably explains it.
So is it really? Is she really more of a white pop?
That's
still a term that's used, right?
Yep, she's a white pop and she was like... a side piece. So she broke up a marriage. So never respect that shit.
I learned so much shit from you because
with the fucking Burberry shirt on.
Oh, look at you.
Hey, real quick. You remember Iggy Azalea?
Yeah.
Horrible rapper, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she's pretty big. I mean, wasn't she like a side piece? Wasn't she messing with a married basketball player? Or he wasn't out? Okay, see?
Wait,
told you.
No,
told
I you. Thought he cheated on her.
Yeah, she was the side piece.
No, she was the side piece.
But she tried to make everybody think that.
But she, yeah, she.
That the other girl was the side piece. The other girl was like, what did that do?
Well, like, y'all exactly. just, I mean, because
she's always a fan of the wrong people. I'm like, what the fuck?
She takes everything. She
yeah, I'm like,
all.
No, she's a side piece. We don't support those. Yeah.
That's horrible. You always take this for me.
Hey.
I tell you I love somebody, you're like, oh. Like Ariana Grande, when I was like, oh, I love her. And you're like, oh, she's a bitch. I'm like, hello. And then I Google this. And so now my heart's broken.
Hey, but it was true.
And then,
I don't tell you nothing that's not true.
Yeah, but then I had no idea that people viewed her as like this, you know, I didn't think about her little girl image. And so now I'm like, ugh, I feel like a pervert.
That's exactly how you were looking at her.
But I wasn't looking at her sexually, but I didn't even think about that. I didn't think about the fact that that's somebody's fetish.
Yeah, man, it's so strange.
I am genuinely sad about this.
Well, now you gotta look up the Iggy Azalea story, and it was bad. It was bad.
I thought he did her wrong. They were engaged, so how was she the side piece and he was married?
That was in secret. I don't know if they were married, but I know that they have been in a relationship. Like it was like his high school sweetheart or whatever. Like they had been in a relationship for years, so it was like, you know, the shit he was doing with Iggy. Iggy Azalea came out. When the whole ring engagement thing came out, then she spoke out. Then the main chick spoke out.
That is such a tragedy. Yeah. I mean, I am just so sad right now.
You gotta pick
ruined it for me.
You gotta pick people with some better character, man.
I felt so bad for her. I was like, that is so fucked up. Like, how humiliating is that? And now I find out. Well, but you know what? Karma. Because. If she broke up a marriage, then I'm sorry. And okay,
you know they say that's why they say how you get them is how you lose them. That I think I'm starting to believe that.
Well, and then here's another question for you: the whole, what do you call it, Khloe Kardashian thing? I mean, I like her.
Don't get me started on that shit.
Oh my gosh, I like okay. I like
why do you admire these people that you don't even fucking know?
I'm not saying
know.
I admire her. I don't admire. I genuinely like them. I think she's funny.
Yeah, well, they're all fake as shit. So, and for some reason that they think that they're special. This is my take on it. No fucking woman in this world is special. It doesn't matter how much money that you have. It doesn't matter how pretty you are. It doesn't matter how curvy you are. Like, men are men, and men fucking cheat. I used to didn't think all men cheated, but now I'm starting to think like at least like 97% have cheated. And even if you think that your man is, you know, a good, he might be a good guy now, but I guarantee you there may be a moment that he has done something that you don't know about.
Okay. So let's go into that because I have another question for you on that.
Okay.
What is cheating? Is it based on what you yourself consider cheating in a relationship, or what is the standard, like society wise, what would be considered cheating? Is I can tell you what I think.
I think there's different types
of affairs and cheating.
Yeah, and I think it's a little bit of both. I think first it starts with the basis of your relationship with the man. You know what I mean? So I feel like anything that you do in your relationship with him and he goes out and does it with another woman, it's cheating. So you taking some woman out to dinner, it's cheating. Flirting is cheating. Sex is most definitely cheating. Any type of affection or touch or any type of physicality is definitely cheating. And that's something that like the society agrees on. Like if you go and lay down with somebody else, that's like blatant cheating. You know what I mean? But
okay,
for
sexting?
Me,
cheating?
Yep, sexting too.
Okay,
sexting too. It's all the same
emotional.
Thing because it's intimate. Now yeah. that's where it gets dangerous because I feel like this and you know most men kind of feel the same that like emotional is even it's more dangerous and it happens more with women. So this is the thing. So I think the difference is that men, you know we talked about this before, how men kind of look at their fucking dick like another finger and they'll just stick it somewhere or go pull it out, you know, and it's not a big deal. But they take offense and they can go do their thing and do the little doggy shit and go wash it off and it's fine. It's like it never happens, you know. But if a woman does what, if a woman does that, men kind of understand that one, sex is more mental for us, and two, I think women are naturally loyal. So if it gets to a point where we want to step outside the relationship or we're tiptoeing outside of it, like there has been a little bit more, you know, base built on, you know, built before we actually do the deed. So when a woman actually does lay down with the guy, you know, the other person or the, your man or your boyfriend or whatever, he kind of, they automatically kind of feel like, okay, well, you've been thinking about this for a while. Okay, well, you guys have been in contact and you've already built some type of rapport for a while for you to get comfortable enough to be physical. So I feel like that's why they take it so much harder when a woman cheats, because they know that it's not as easy for us to just be physical with a man.
And see, here's the thing, like and the reason I ask this question is because I think that, you know, is one worse than the other? I think that each one of them has their own, it carries its own weight. So let's say you have an emotional affair and you're confiding in another woman. You're speaking to another woman about things that are make you vulnerable and things that are pretty deep. I feel like you're connecting with another female or a male, and at that level, I kind of feel like that's cheating.
I agree.
And then you get into, some people think that you get physical with someone, then that is considered cheating. And then some people say, well, you know what? It was just an act. It was just the act of sex. There wasn't any emotion involved. So it doesn't mean anything. Well, yeah, it does. And see, for women, it's harder for us to just fuck.
Exactly. That's why I say that's like a man thing to be able to detach their bodies from their emotions. Like, we can't do that. Like, and I think it comes from the act of sex. Like, a man, he's just sticking it somewhere. But I feel like women, we are the receivers, and I feel like that's why it's different.
Yeah, I agree with you. I just was curious about your take on that, because I think that there's definitely different forms of cheating. And the bottom line is this, and what I have shared with my friends when they've had situations come up, I think that if you're hiding it from your significant other, then it's cheating.
Yep.
That, to me, it doesn't matter what it is. You're exactly right about that. And I didn't used to think that way. I used to think, well, you don't have to share everything with your significant other. I think if you're going through great lengths to get to great lengths to hide it, then it's cheating. It's wrong. So, yeah, just curious to see what your take was on it. Because, I mean, it really is. I mean, now, you know, celebrities, I think we hear more about it because there's so much in the actual limelight. And so we know when things happen with them right away. And it's definitely tough. I mean, I can't imagine having to live out such a private situation in such a public way, but that's what they signed up for.
I agree. I don't pity them being famous and all this other shit, because you chose that path. But one thing I will highlight on is this, and I'm going to speak from like personal experience. My guy did his thing being physical. For him, it was just physical. They had this agreement when they went into it that it was just going to be physical. No, she just wanted to spend time with him and have sex and blah, blah, blah. And that was what they agreed upon. Now, that went on behind my back for a while before it came out. And it came out because he decided to go through my phone and see me like chit-chatting and exchanging pictures and stuff, you know, whatever, with another guy. Now, he blows up. He feels the need. He feels like he has a right to be upset that I was doing that, although he was going full throttle physically with somebody else. So in his mind, he equated it as the same. He equated it as like, yeah, I'm doing this, but it doesn't mean anything. But you're sitting here, you know, you've been texting for 2 months and exchanging pictures. You know, he looked at it as equivalent. Whereas I looked at it like, yeah, we're both wrong, but what you are doing is worse. And, you know, it's more disrespectful.
And I think that's interesting, because I think across the board, most men would feel that way and most women would feel that way. So I think it's just so, I think it's odd that they're so bothered. But then you know, I think it's, it also comes to prove that theory of people get most upset when they're the ones in the wrong, which I think is just so ironic.
You know, it's so weird. It's so weird because, like, you know, I feel like that's why it's easier for him to get over the hump, because he has that comfort knowing that, you know, mine didn't go that far, you know. Mm-hmm. And but on the other end of the spectrum, I don't have that. And this is another thing. It's one thing to be physical and have sex and y'all have this arrangement. It's another thing when you're not being protected.
Right.
That takes the disrespect to a whole nother level. And I'm tired of people or men being like, oh, well, she didn't tell me to put on a condom. Or, well, she said she's not sleeping with anybody else. You know, I just feel like, fuck all that. Like, I feel like both people should be held accountable. I feel like as a man, if you know that you have something at home, or if you know that you have no intentions on being with that person, you need to be fucking strapping up. And I feel like as a little side bitch, as a little side piece, if you know that, if you even going into it, you know that he has somebody, he has a main person or whatever that he goes back to, you should want him to strap up. Because then it's like, I feel like the man takes the power of choice from you. So say we're in a break and you let me know that, you know, that you've kind of been dealing with somebody else or whatnot. And then you tell me like, yeah, me and her having sex, you know, and we're having unprotected sex. Me being somebody that's been with you for a long time, I feel like I have the right to be like, well, okay, you want to do that, that's fine, but you don't get to have sex with me anymore. But when you're trying to kind of, you know, have it your way and kind of, you know, be selfish and get what you want, and you're like, yeah, well, we're on a break and, you know, whatever, I still want to spend time with you, and we're still, you know, having sex, having unprotected sex, as we typically do, since we are so accustomed to being in a relationship, I feel like it's not fair, and I feel like it's a lie. So I feel like every time I come lay down with you, you're lying to me.
Yeah. That's definitely something, I don't know, I think it's an interesting take, and it's situational, and I think by individual. But I think you're right. I think it's irresponsible, and everyone's an adult, and it doesn't matter whether someone asks you to put a condom on or not. However, here's the flip side to this. What I've noticed is that it used to be said that men loved going after the women that they couldn't have. And I really think that it goes both ways. I think that women look at things sometimes, I'm not saying all women, but they tend to look at things as, I have this guy, knowing he has a lady at home, and I got him to not wear a condom, so fuck her. I've got the upper hand. It really becomes a power play.
I agree. I kind of feel like that too, and I feel like it's fucking sick, and it makes my fucking blood boil. It makes my fucking blood boil that women aren't holding themselves to a certain standard anymore. The standard is sex. The standard is, I don't care what your sex situation, as long as I get what I want out of the situation. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's some modern day bullshit. I feel like back in the day, people respected marriage. They respected their vows. And if they did go outside of the relationship and cheat, it was truly a fucking secret. You know what I mean? Like the other person really fucking respected. They respected their place, like they played their position. And I feel like now it's not about that. I feel like it's exactly what you say about the power play, like, well, this is what I want from him and I'm getting it, and I don't care about anything else.
It just sucks
because I feel like we've even lost respect for each. Not only do I feel like women are losing respect for themselves and not holding themselves to a higher standard, I feel like we're not even respecting each other in that sense. Like, whatever, you know, happens to the fucking girl code? You know what I mean?
Yeah, no,
whatever happened to not fucking your friend's ex-boyfriends, or not fucking, you know, somebody that you know your friend likes and stuff like that, let alone blatantly going into a situation like, oh, I don't want to be with you, I just want your fucking cock in my mouth.
I think that it comes back to when most women can be pretty vindictive. And when you... We tend to hold on to things, I think, a little bit longer. You remember when somebody did something to you. And I mean, like it or not, it's what it is. It's been like historical that, you know, women are mean. They can be mean and they have their little cliques, and you think about that. And maybe somebody's going to be sweet to your face, but maybe you did something to upset them. And they're like, yeah, I'm going to get you, bitch. I mean, I think You're right. It has become a very, instead of tearing each other down, it definitely, it's backwards. I mean, it shouldn't be that way, but it is. And right. That's what it's come down to. And so. Yeah.
It fucking makes my blood boil. That's why I rather, like, I've never been in a part of a clique. I always just kind of been on my own because I could just never get with the things that they liked or the things that they wanted to do or the things that they thought was cool. Like, I never felt like that. And it was like, fuck it, I don't really need to be identified with a group of people. Like, I don't want to do the things that they're doing. I don't want what the dreams that they have, I don't have. So I'm okay with going this way and doing my own thing and making my own path. Like, fuck that shit. Like, I almost feel like that's kind of like that follower mentality, you know? It fucking drives me crazy.
Yeah, it's definitely not easy. I will agree with you there. And it's just interesting. I wanted to get your take on it once we got onto the whole cheating thing because...
Oh, because you know how I feel about that shit.
Well, you know what? We hadn't gotten into how much you felt about it. And now, I mean, I get it. And I agree with you. I think it's wrong. And it does make my blood boil because I know how I've been wronged. And yeah. It's by people that just... look me straight in the fucking face. And that's the other thing. The balls that these bitches have to look me in the fucking face and tell me that you're not doing something. Like, you know what the funny thing is? And I mean this. I swear to you on my children, I would have more respect for a bitch knowing if she was with my man, if she looked me in the eye and said, you know what? Yes. Because as a fellow woman, you know, you have that intuition. You don't need anybody to tell you shit. And you don't need proof. We're not stupid.
Mm-hmm.
We have that intuition. And I think we have it for a reason.
I agree 100%.
And so when you are looking at me and I'm telling you, not only do I have proof that I don't fucking need, but I know because I've lived with this man and I was with him for so many years and I know him. I'm telling you, I know you're doing something. You look at me and you lie to me. And then trying to make yourself, I would never do that. Oh, that's when I lose all respect.
Gosh.
And now you've turned into a fucking hoe and a cunt. And I don't use those words.
Yeah, you know what?
I'm getting all boiled on the pot over here.
I couldn't bear meeting her, seeing the little young girl who was fucking my man. I couldn't bear us being in the same room or me and him being back together. Now she walks up to us and be like, oh, you know what? I'm sorry. Well, like, I would just haul off and try to break her fucking jaw. You want to know why? Because your mom didn't teach you any better. Your mom didn't teach you that you never accept just a piece of a man. So that says a lot about you. And that says a lot about your fucking mom as well. So fuck that. Like, all the rules go out of the window when you blatantly go into a situation knowing that it will cause harm to others. But take a spin off of that. Okay, they cheated. We know they cheated. You still love them. That's what sucks because the act of cheating doesn't just like fucking suck the love out of you. You know what I'm saying? Which is weird. So now you try to move forward with forgiveness. And they most definitely don't fucking understand the amount of effort it takes to truly, truly forgive such a blatant hurt or like a blatant pain that they caused, you know what I mean? For a moment, they caused this pain that's going to kind of linger with you for a long time, for maybe 10 to 15 minutes. And that was more to me. I'm just like, that was more important to you than the pain that you knew was going to cause me. You know what I mean? So now, okay. So now you're done, you know, cause men are physical and now you're bored or now she gets on your nerves because there's really nothing that you actually like about her. Now you want to come home and be comfortable with the person that you feel you can be yourself with. Now we're in the forgiveness stage. And it bothers me that sometimes they just feel like, okay, well, they're done and they washed their hands with it. So it's over, but it doesn't, but the pain doesn't go away like that.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know. I feel like we could go on for days about this topic, but you know, that to me, I just feel like ladies, like if you're, you know, you get confronted about something by another woman, I mean, have enough respect for yourself and the other woman and just fess up because honestly, I think I speak for all women. Yes, I'm going to be pissed and I'm going to want to whoop your ass, but I'm going to have more respect for myself because I feel like I'm in a mature level, but don't disrespect me by lying to my fucking face.
oh, how about this? How about this? How about this? You know what? I'm sorry if you didn't come from a two-parent household, or you didn't come, or you didn't have a mother that really taught you lessons in life and how to be a woman, the type of woman to be, you know, what type of man to be with, you know, and shit like that. Like, I was given lessons, and my mom told me not to ever just accept a piece of a man. Like, if a man can't be with you wholeheartedly, then he's not for you. Then he's full of fucking shit, and let him go to do his own thing. I feel like it's maybe like a lack of self-love, a lack of parenting, a lack of guidance on, you know, your decision-making when being a woman. And I feel like you should always put those things first. You should always love and respect yourself first. Because let's be honest, when bitches say, oh, I don't really want to be with you, you know, we could just have sex, that's never true. That's just their little vindictive way of getting their foot in the door and, you know, and getting into your life. But that's not really true. They always tend to catch some type of feelings or tend to think that it's going to change, or you're going to change, or the situation's going to change. That's because deep down inside, they really desire love. They want the love too. They want attention too. They just try to use sex as a tool, but that's not really true. That's not really real. So it starts with really respecting yourself as a woman. And I feel like one, being a woman is a superpower, like real shit. Like, I feel like there's so many reasons that we were put on this earth, and there's so many things that we, so many strengths that we have over men that they can never possibly understand. And I feel like that is your power. Sex is a bonus. What's between your legs is a bonus. Our beautiful bodies are a bonus. You know what I mean? Like, lead with your mind, or let him have a man fall for you because of your personality, who you are, you know, the things that make you happy, just being yourself. That's what you want a man to love about you.
Yeah, but you're right. It starts at the core of not being accepted. And then I think the other part of it is society, social media, it takes away from a lot. And you know what? I know I may sound really dated and old school, but I really feel like we had it hard enough when we were younger, but it wasn't as hard as it is now. Everything's a competition of who's wearing what and what you can get and how many likes you get. And that's where, you know, I have an issue with that. It's what role models do we have? We have nothing but, you know, reality shows. That's not real. That shit's not real. They have makeup artists and, you know, hairdressers and people pushing their agenda, and it's not real. And that's what's catering to these little girls that are watching nothing but Scandal.
Yeah, this is true. But you know what? The self-love is key, because I'm in this world too. You know, I don't have any social media, you know, because it doesn't define me. I don't fucking, you know, I don't wake up and need to check my social media or need to be a part of it. But that's my personality. I've never needed to be a part of anything. I'm just comfortable with who I am. I just have a non-wavering sense of self, and I'm cool with it. So either you're going to be my friend, you're going to be my friend because you fucking just like my awkward ass. You know what I'm saying? Or if you want to date me, it's because you date me and you date what I'm about and what I represent, you know, and that's just what it is. Like, I'm never going to conform. And I think that the youth now don't feel like that's okay. Like, almost feel like originality is like out the door. Like, they feel like they have to be a part of the wave, and that's not true. You could just be who you are and be okay with it. And I promise you, if you just be who you are, it will, things, people and opportunities will gravitate to you, because now it's something that's so rare. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And that's something I'm trying so hard to instill in my daughters and even my son. I think it's important to help them love themselves no matter what, because at the end of the day, nobody is going to be 100% satisfied. And you know what? That's not your problem. It's not your business to satisfy other people or make them happy. But I really do pray for today's youth, because I feel like they have it so much harder on all levels. I would never want to be a teenager right now. And it frankly, it scares me. I can't even handle being an adult in this world.
Yeah, but you know what, the way the world works now is very shallow, and it sucks. But that just means that the parents have to be more involved. You know what I mean? Like, stop leaving technology to raise your fucking kid.
Yeah.
Like, I can't stand to see a 2-year-old like on an iPad because of mother and father or fucking drinking wine or something. You know, like, I feel like the parents aren't as involved as they were when I was a kid, or mm-hmm. they're not forcing you to go be in a part of activities. And there used to be a point where your parents would do things or push you to do things that kind of helped mold you as a person. And now there's almost like they're not doing it anymore. They're like letting the kids get leadership from social media platforms. And that's not the way to go. That's why they're fucking lost. That's why they think that once they turn 18 or whatever, they should have an opportunity that helps them make hundreds of thousands of dollars. You know what I mean? That's why they don't want to work for anything. They just want everything given to them. It's because like, the parents aren't molding them. They're not shaping their minds, helping them understand what's going on around them, helping them understand how they feel about themselves, you know, how they view themselves. Their parents aren't stepping in and helping their kids with that. So they're looking elsewhere. They're looking at other outlets to get that validation, to find it, you know what I'm saying? To figure those things out. And that's not how it's supposed to go.
Yeah. It's definitely hard. It's you do what you feel is best, and it's definitely hard. We live in a distracted world. We have been all over the page on first dancing, and then we went into cheating. We started off grand with some porn. Oh my gosh. But my blood did get boiling when we started talking about that. Is a hot topic for me.
Well, I think it's a hot topic for anybody who's experienced it, or for anybody that's been hurt by somebody that they really care about.
No, you're right. It is for sure. And I mean, I know that we're not alone. There's a lot of people that have been through it. I think all of us have been through something. You know, male or female, it just sucks. I mean, just, you know, keep it in your pants, ladies, keep your lights closed.
Yeah. But you know what, this is what I will say, like, whether you experienced it as a child or not, and it's unfortunate if you didn't, but you know, my parents might not have told me that they loved me and was affectionate and shit like that, but they helped me create self-love. So that's important. So even if you didn't experience it as a kid, like, you need to give that to your child. So meaning all the men in my family always told me that I was beautiful. They're like, oh, you're such a beautiful little dark skinned girl. Well, we got to get you used to hearing it. So that way, when you get older, men can't use that as a tool.
Right.
They would teach me stuff like that. They would say stuff to me like that. Like, oh yeah, you know, yeah, you already know you're beautiful. So they're going to have to come harder than that. Or they're going to have to do something a little better than that, because you know you're beautiful. And, you know, and it helps. Like, it helps for you to start believing it. You know, repetition is the power of learning. So it gets to a point where you're going to start believing it and you're going to start seeing it. You know what I mean? And I feel like that helps. That's like the building of that self-love or that self-value. You know what I mean? Like, because your family's like, you know, like, well, you are this. We created you to be this. You are this. So if you didn't receive it, I feel like it's very imperative to put it on your child. It's okay for, you know, if he wants to do something or he gets an award for something and gets a good grade on something and you say, good job, I'm proud of you. Or it's okay for you to be supportive, and if he wants to be, it doesn't matter how outlandish his dream might be, but you need to be supportive and say supportive things to help push them, to help them to believe in themselves that it can happen. You know, I feel like I'm with a guy who didn't get that, you know, I didn't get it that much, but you know, luckily we're mature enough to kind of see it, to kind of, you know, weigh it out ourselves. But I feel like it's key with our youth, especially with social media and internet and everything being so prevalent in their lives. We need to start building them up at home first.
Yeah, that's very true.
Damn, man, I am dropping jewels today.
You really are. And you know, as I sit here, I'm listening to you and I'm surfing through an article, because you know I have to do some of my people reading, and this lady was killed on Mother's Day, and they are suspecting her husband's lover. So you see, it's just, I tell you, one of those things.
Yeah, but you know what, we're gonna leave it alone, because it's something that neither one of us can control. But just know that
that's true.
All the women have to understand. They just need to know that they're better than that. They're better than being the person on the side. If a man can't give you all of him, then he's not the man for you. And that's okay. Because there is somebody out there for you. There is somebody that was, you know, created for you. I really, truly fucking believe that shit. So really think about it. I feel like people aren't doing that either. Like, putting a shoe on the other foot. Like, you know, deep down inside, you're playing the side chick role. But you know damn well you want love. You want to be number one. You want to be a man's priority. You know what I mean? And it's so why cause havoc on somebody else? You know, you do dirt, you get dirt. Mm-hmm. So if I don't care how amazing he is, or you know how good his game is, you know, you have to think to yourself, like, no, I want and I require more, you know.
That is for sure. You have to know your value.
Exactly. That's the key word today. The key word today is value.
Starting with the letter V. I feel like we're listening to Sesame Street right now.
Right? Oh, shit.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway,
that was good.
A little heavy there.
Yeah, that was good shit.
And all I can think of now is my growling stomach and how I would like to eat some corn nuts.
Yeah, I know. I think I want some coffee. But anyway, we're gonna wrap up the heavy session, and you know, and we're gonna regroup and get coffee and food, and you know, pick up on a lighter note. How about that?
That is it's mid-week. A grand idea.
It's midweek.
It's hump so day.
It's hump fucking day, and it's a pay week. So you know, we got shit
life
to be happy
is
about.
Good. Yes, absolutely. We are too blessed to be stressed. Whoever came up with that, I love it.
Right. They round of applause. Mm. But anyway. I'm going to wrap this one up and regroup real quick.
All right, I'm going to go get some corn nuts after you ate my hot fries.
Whatever. Peace.
Bye.